This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the streets of Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, with a special edition of What's on Your Mind Today and Tomorrow, the inauguration edition. I'm actually on 1st Street and 1st Avenue and C Street in Washington, D.C., right outside the Capitol Hill Club, just steps from the U.S. Capitol. And welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Another What's on Your Mind hits the airwaves, this one from the nation's capital, counting down to a historic day tomorrow when Donald Trump will put that hand on the Bible and be sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. How about that, Todd Mitchell? Pretty juiced up to soak it all in tomorrow?
Someday I'm going to be at one of those things. This ain't going to be the year, but it is going to be epic.
It is, and I have to tell you, I've been to Washington for a lot of stuff, including two inaugurals and many different historic events. I've never seen it locked down like it is now. Like, the traffic's impossible. You can't get to where you want to go. There's cages set up. There's security everywhere. In fact, what probably would have been a 10-minute cab ride to my hotel to the Capitol Hill today was about an hour. And it's just, there's no easy way to get around whatsoever. So. Anyway, busy program today. We're going to talk with a lot of folks that are here in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration about what's happening, and also welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We do have one topic that is not related to the inaugural, and that is that General Al Dorman is going to join us from the North Dakota National Guard coming up here in just a little bit. General Dorman will talk a little bit about something that's making the rounds on social media, having to do with a piece of equipment that is being utilized at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Dakota Access protest site. So we'll get the facts on that for you on the program. But we begin with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us right here on the streets of Washington, D.C. to talk a little bit about the historic week. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. Glad to be in Washington, D.C. for such a wonderful festivity, and I already feel America getting greater.
You're feeling the love?
I'm feeling it. Every now and then I turn on the TV and I hear about some controversies and protests. Evidently, I guess a couple of members of Congress aren't going to be here or something that evidently is a big deal to somebody. But then I turn off the TV and I'm reminded how what a great day and a great weekend it is and how enthusiastic everybody around here is.
Is it normally this negative around here? I mean, you turn on the news and you get a lot of the vibe from the media here, and it's much like, I guess, the national media, but it is a lot of doom and gloom and how awful and terrible this is going to be. Even some of the reporting on some of the cabinet nominees and their hearings seem very different than the actual reality.
Well, the reality is that the narrative coming out of the national media is designed strategically to try and rain on our parade. And the reality is that most people don't listen to the national media. And that's why Donald Trump's president. And that's why the national media is less relevant every day. And what they don't understand is that they're digging their own hole, digging their own grave. And they think that they're actually doing themselves a favor. So I kind of like it, Scott. Yeah. I like watching them self disintegrate and America goes on with communicating directly with President-elect Trump and him directly with America.
That's a good point. All that negativity didn't exactly work out too well for them in the election.
That's exactly right. And then now they throw around polls and showing unfavorable ratings, and all the while, 24 hours from now, Donald Trump will be sworn in as president of the United States.
But it's all by design, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is the idea, is to try and bring his negatives up and try and do as much damage as possible to him going in, so he will be less successful, isn't it?
There's no question that they're trying to set him up for failure. There's no question that it is a strategy. And I equally think that there's no question that politically speaking, it's to our benefit. I think mainstream America watches the behavior of Democrats like John Lewis and others and thinks, really, we've let these people be in charge for 8 years? But the reality is, this is why they've not been effective. This is why Democrats have been losing elections for the last several elections. And this is why their future is very dim, because they haven't figured out what Donald Trump and Republicans figured out, and that is that America is tired of their negativity. America wants a hopeful, aspiring message, not a doom and gloom victimhood message. And so I think it's great. And like I say, for my own mental health, I just try not to watch a lot of it.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, we have a question for our audience today, and that is what one thing do you want to hear in the inaugural address tomorrow from Donald Trump, and what for you will make America great again? If you want to answer that question, call us at 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. And if you want to just leave a message with your comment, that's fine. You can do it by pressing 1 or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. What will make America great again for you? And what one thing do you want to hear Donald Trump say in his inaugural address? 800-228-0550 or text 701-226-8503. Answer that question. How about you? What do you want to hear tomorrow?
I want to hear an aspiring message where Donald Trump challenges not just himself and his administration and not just Congress, but all America to raise their gaze, to answer the question you're asking. Maybe every person should answer that question internally. And what do you want America to be going forward? And I think that if he challenges us that way, he'll find a lot of people ready to both follow him and to support him. So, I wanted to see an upbeat, forward-thinking, aspiring message that unifies our country.
You know, Morning in America was the famous way Ronald Reagan did that. It's Morning in America again. He did it well. Ronald Reagan, obviously different than Donald Trump in that he didn't have that street fighter kind of way about him. Do you think that will make it more difficult for Donald Trump to unify folks, or do you think that that's why he's where he's at, and more people will join that?
I think that what time in history we are in matters. I think that Ronald Reagan's more gentle demeanor might be more difficult to pull off in today's high-tech digital communication era, and I think that the aspirations for America that each of those gentlemen have and had are similar. So I think it's a matter of style. I rather like Ronald Reagan's style. I think there are times when we give up our high ground a little too easily by punching back, but that said, it's worked for Donald Trump so far, and I do think that America largely wants to. They like this method of communicating more directly with them, and that's just, I think, a function of our times.
So how does a congressman, soak in an inaugural? Tell us about the family.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing at the office.
Yeah, so I didn't even bring my tuxedo. But I asked Chris the other day, I said, are you bringing a gown just in case we get sucked into one of these boring affairs? And she said, well, yeah, I was kind of thinking I would. I said, does that mean I have to bring my tux? We both decided to leave them at home, so we're not tempted to get selected. So our entire family's here, our 4 grandchildren, our 5 children, our 2 sons-in-law, Chris and I, all 13 of us are here. We had our first big VIP dinner last night at Tortilla Coaster. We all had enchiladas and chimichangas here on Capitol Hill. And we're just going to be relaxed. Right now I'm going over to my office where I'm going to welcome about 150 North Dakotans throughout the day as they come to get their inaugural tickets that we've reserved for them, and looking forward to greeting them. We're serving Georgetown cupcakes for anybody who can get to Washington fast. That's kind of a special thing around here. And we're just going to enjoy it. We're all going to be there and take it all in. And we're not going to attend any balls or wear any tuxes. We're just going to enjoy it as a family.
I'm going to ask you also about a hearing yesterday on the Dakota Access Pipeline. Looks as though the Obama administration didn't disappoint and in the 11th hour decided to file an environmental impact statement. Dakota Access went to court to stop it, saying there's previous court action that should prevent it. A judge didn't go along with that. It's underway. What does yesterday's court action mean?
Well, it was very interesting, Scott, because I think the government itself, the Department of Justice itself, made the argument that it wasn't necessary to issue a temporary restraining order. Because in their own words, that is to say the government's own words, the next administration can simply rescind the EIS. I think they sent a pretty strong signal to the judge. Don't worry about this. In about 48 hours, it's going to be undone anyway. And that was an important legal argument to the benefit of the law-abiding pipeline companies. So I thought it was all in all a win all the way around.
What do you think that the rank and file staff and military of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers thinks about what the administration has done with that entity?
Well, I know they're deeply disappointed. In fact, more than disappointed at some levels. And I think they just want to go about doing their job. The Corps of Engineers are made up of engineers and career Army folks, and they're not much interested in politics and the fact that they've been used this way politically, I know, has been very disappointing to them.
How soon will the Trump administration act on this?
I think they're going to act very quickly, Scott. I don't expect it'll be tomorrow afternoon, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's next week that they would rescind that EIS, and that they would issue the easement, and that drilling could begin very soon.
And so, literally within a few weeks,
within days, if not within weeks, if not days,
they'd be back to work.
They'd be back to work.
Got it. Fine.
Hopefully, they'll send some federal marshals to protect the law-abiding citizens as well,
and a check.
Yeah, and a check
for the mess they've caused.
That's right. Well, that'll come eventually, I think.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Have fun welcoming all those North Dakotans today.
I can't wait. Besides, I'm dying for one of those cupcakes.
I was on the plane with a few of them last night coming in. There was quite a crew rolling in to soak in this momentous event, the inauguration of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Take a short break around the streets of Washington, D.C. We'll do a little man on the street for you, Todd. See if we can find some of your Todd the Radio God Mitchell fans here on the streets. Our special inaugural coverage. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
TitanKnowledgeStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 disc carrel, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jørgen. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Washington, D.C. today, counting down to the inauguration of Donald J. Trump, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Get a chance, bookmark this site, SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. And it is a wealth of information about an industry very important to us as North Dakotans, not only because we have neighbors in the lignite industry, but also because of the affordable energy and the reliable energy their good hard labor every day buys us. And, of course, all of that's under attack. It's one of the reasons I'm excited about tomorrow. Because energy has been under attack, really under attack for the religion of global warming. And so it is, it's refreshing to know that some common sense will come back to that debate after 8 years of a battle and a war on coal, really, a flat-out war on coal that made its way as part of this campaign and the decision for a lot of Americans. So. There's a calculator on there to find out how much more you'd pay if some of the regulations that have been proposed would be put forward. That'll motivate you to want to stay involved and defend affordable, reliable energy and really an all-of-the-above solution. That's what they're looking for. SecureEnergyFuture.org, the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Question of the day, what do you want to hear from Donald Trump tomorrow? What will make America great again for you? 800-228-0550. Or you can text 701-367-2054, 701-226-8503. A couple of numbers you can text, Todd or I. We'd love your text on what's on your mind. Is General Dorman on, Todd?
Yeah.
All right. So, we're remote. Okay. Hi, General. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you joining us today on the program. General Dorman, of course, heads up the Emergency Management Division in North Dakota, but also the Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard. The reason I asked you to come on today, General, is, you know, I've been watching some of the social media chatter related to the protest site, and, you know, these stories tend to go viral once somebody says something's happening, and I wanted to get the facts on it, but a number of photos have emerged about a particular piece of equipment that's been described as some sort of a device that can shoot down drones and is armed with missiles and everything else. And I've seen others suggest, no, it's just a surveillance device. What are these folks talking about? Whose is it? How is it being used? Give us the facts.
Well, yeah, it came out, and I've seen a number of articles in various media locations about the use of an Avenger weapon system. We've had that particular piece of equipment out there for about 6 weeks. It is not armed. I tell folks it's much like back in October when fires were set all along 1806, and then at one point an arsonist started a fire in the prairie adjacent to one of the camps down there. We send Black Hawk helicopters down with buckets to put out the fire. Now, I don't put door guns in those Black Hawk helicopters because in a domestic situation there's no need for them. In this particular case, to make sure we had good observation down there to both enforce the rule of law and to provide security and protection for the citizens of Morton County, we use this military piece of equipment with some great optics on it just to keep an eye on things. I know in the forum somebody showed a picture where it's obvious that there are no missiles on that particular piece of equipment. There are no missiles in the state of North Dakota to even put on that piece of equipment. And I don't believe there's ever been a missile in North Dakota to put on that piece of equipment. But it was strictly a dual-use piece of equipment, much like a Black Hawk helicopter, to help us accomplish our mission in Morton County.
And what I found interesting in what you said there is that this is not new, that it's been there for some time, and somehow I guess it was suggested that it was newly deployed, but you're saying it's all along been used just exactly how you're using it now, right?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's the unique thing about the National Guard. We have this training and equipment we use for our federal mission. But when there's floods, when there's other emergencies within the state, that equipment is available to the governor to provide public safety and to carry out our state mission. So it's something we do day in, day out, whenever we're called to state active duty by the governor.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. It is frustrating and part almost humorous because of how ridiculous these rumors get from social media. Somebody takes a picture of it, Somebody says something's happening with it. Somebody says it's on, and all of a sudden it's on Fox News. And literally, Fox News was one of the entities that reported this. There were national news outlets that reported it. I mean, when I first saw it, I thought it was ridiculous. Using it up.
Scott's still there?
Wow, Scott may not be there.
No, I'm blank on my end.
Yeah, we just lost Scott. We just lost the phone connection to him.
Do you want me to take over the radio show?
Yeah, take it over, and I'm hiccuping over here, too. Manny, what are you doing over there?
I'm doing nothing. I'm just trying to make the best of the situation as I possibly can. That's all I can do right now.
Welcome to Real Live Radio, folks. None of this is scripted, and it just... Okay, so where was Scott going? Because I was busy here, and that's the problem with my position. Okay, listen to the phone calls that come in, listen to, you know, respond to the texts that come in, but then I end up missing what Scott does. Then Scott goes away.
I'm gonna work.
And then I'm coming back with, what happened?
I'm gonna work on getting him back on the phone.
Okay, you work on getting him back. Meanwhile, what would you like to say?
Is that back to me?
That's back to you.
Okay. No, sorry
about the chaos, but, you know, that's Al Dorman here with us on What's in Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm not sure Manny needs more phone lines ringing right now, but that's the way it's going. He said he was going to get a landline, so maybe we can get a landline. Anyway, Al Dorman, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Why don't we just start over again?
And I can just finish off.
Please do.
And we I don't know when it's cut off. Okay. But Scott was asking me about the Venger system that was in the media the other day. And one thing I will share, I did remove that particular piece of equipment yesterday. I could achieve the same capability without that particular piece of equipment being out there. Was the most efficient way to provide that capability. But, you know, I don't want the story being about what pieces of equipment are out there. I want the story to be about how do we maintain rule of law in Morton County and bring this thing to a peaceful conclusion. So in an attempt to de-escalate things, I thought it was just better to remove that particular piece of equipment.
General, about 30 seconds left. Just give us an update on the status of clearing the camp out in anticipation of the floodwaters coming. How are we doing?
Well, everyone can see the snow on the ground. I think the National Weather Service will have predictions coming out soon. But historically, based on the snow we've had so far, that area is in danger of flooding. Clearing out the camp, the governor, the leadership at Standing Rock, everyone's asking these people to clear that camp and in many cases to go home. Our indications from having direct contact with them on the ground on a nightly basis for the last three nights is that there's some hardcore ones there that have no intention of clearing that camp.
All right, to be continued. Thank you, General Al Dorman. Appreciate the update very much. More from Washington, D.C. in our inauguration coverage after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Of the new America. Are they already addressing Obamacare? That'd be my first thing to make America great again. But the second thing is immigration. They need to squash that, to make them people legal or make them leave or whatever it takes to do it. But that's putting a hurt on us. So thanks, everybody. God bless. Have a good day.
Good morning. I just heard Congressman Cramer on the radio, and I think he's a great representative of our state here, and I hope he enjoys the festivities. And I do hope, like we heard, that the Donald will put a quick end to the lawlessness out of the pipeline. I have a son out there, and I know I've heard reports now where the protesters are using wrist rockets with steel balls and things that are very dangerous, and I hope they round these lawless animals up and put them in jail. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Question. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump in his inaugural address tomorrow? And what for you will make America great again? Your questions. We're chatting with folks that have made their way from North Dakota to take in the inaugural festivities. A little later on in the program, we are going to chat with the governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, who's here. Danita Bai from Stanley, North Dakota. Shane Gettle, who is, of course, North Dakota's national committeeman. Ben Koppelman, a representative from West Fargo, checking with Ben. Kelly Armstrong, chair of the Republican Party. All folks that have made their way to Washington, D.C. And right now, another one of those individuals who's been to a few inaugurals in his day, from Candu, North Dakota, Gene Nicholas. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Very good, Scott. How are you?
Good. Nice to catch up with you. How many inaugurals have you attended over the years?
This is my sixth one, Scott. So we're excited to be here and watch the transfer of power once again. So President Trump were excited for his election, and I'm sure we're going to get a rousing speech tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it.
So having been a veteran of six inaugurations, for folks back home that that haven't had the chance to take one in, describe it. What is the best part of it? What do you like about it?
Well, I mean, there's many different things that I could point to in the six that I've been to. You know, we've heard some very important speeches. I was at President Reagan's first one. I was at President George Gates's inaugural, and I can remember being out there in front of the Capitol on the lawn and watching President Reagan fly away and flipping the helicopter and waving to everyone as he was headed back to the West Coast, where he made his home after his presidency. And, you know, those are very, very memorable events, and that's why it's always exciting. It's exciting to be part of history.
How would you compare this one, at least the lead up to it, from the others that you've been to? Does it seem different this time in the way of attention?
I think without question, because President Trump is, you know, with the new ways of communication with Twitter, he's got 50 million followers on Twitter. You know, he's communicating much more directly with the people than ever before. And as much as the left and those folks have tried to delegitimize his presidency, they are certainly not having much luck. And I think it's the direct result, the new way of communication, and he's used it extremely successful, not only doing the campaign, but since he's been elected. And I'm sure that will be a major source of his communication with American people.
One texter asked, hey, Scott, have you seen any terrorist symptoms in D.C. like the people at Cannonball? Media says it's being planned. You know, I've not seen anything in the way of actual protests so far, but what I have seen is a city that's on complete lockdown. And, I guess I don't necessarily remember that from previously. There's obviously always security in different areas that you can and can't go leading up to inaugural. When you got that many people on the steps of the Capitol, there's going to be security and a new president and, you know, all those dignitaries out in an open-air setting, which is rather unusual. But how about you, Gene? Have you noticed anything different this time around in the way of security or protests?
Well, Scott, I think that security has been increasing over the last years, and we're certainly seeing it in every aspect of our daily life. And I think it's just the way the world has evolved. We see these terrorist attacks, whether they be in Florida or California or wherever. And I think we're trying to do the best job. Our security apparatus throughout the country, and I feel very safe here, but I haven't seen any signs of protests up to this point. I think the major protest is going to be the one on Saturday, and I think everything will be highly guarded and protected. I understand there's like 27,000 National Guard and other types of police units that are going to be here and on guard. And I think that's that will make the whole process a very safe process.
We're talking with Gene Nicholas. Gene, longtime legislator and active Republican in North Dakota, farms up by Candu, North Dakota, and along with his wife Connie is here. I saw your son Jay, by the way, was on the same flight coming in, so glad to know that other family members are coming out for the big day to take it all in. What are you looking forward most about a Trump administration?
Well, I think that during the campaign, Trump made a lot of commitments to a lot of different groups. And I think that if he gets the support of Congress, he's going to be able to fulfill a lot of his commitments. You know, he made one of the things that really energized his campaign in the heartland, and I'm saying the Midwest, for him to win states like Pennsylvania, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, those were all critical states. Those are all states with obviously a lot of agriculture. I think the and I think above all, rural America voted overwhelmingly in North Dakota. I mean, or not only in North Dakota, but throughout the Midwest. You know, when you look at a presidential candidate like Hillary Clinton only getting 28% of the vote in North Dakota, that means that the rural counties, and when we look at the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., Trump carried virtually every county in the country. And other than a few major metropolitan counties, the map is completely red. And so that's telling you that rural areas have great expectations for President Trump. And if he does and fulfills the commitments that he made to agriculture and rural America in that election, he's going to be a very popular president, and I expect his ratings to rise significantly if he's able to fulfill those commitments.
Donald Trump won as a populist. There is a populist streak in North Dakota, yet we as Republicans are free market folks as well. How do you see those two worlds bridging, Gene?
Well, I think that, you know, North Dakota with its populist underpinnings, agriculture, and Scotty, you and I have had this discussion before. I think when the Republicans fulfill their commitments to American agriculture, they do very well in the rural areas. I think Donald Trump gets that. He understands that. He went into Iowa. He said he was going to maintain the ethanol mandates and maybe even increase them from 10 to 15%. If that happens, that will jumpstart agriculture like you wouldn't believe. You know, the current EPA, they took 500 million bushels of corn usage away from North Dakota and farmers throughout the Midwest the last 2 years, which has increased the corn carryout a billion bushels. That's counter to what Congress mandated. And when those types of things happen, that's one of the reasons for the Democrats' huge loss in the Midwest. They underestimated rural America, and vice versa. When Republicans underestimate rural America, they lose. And when Republicans don't keep their eye and focus on the ball in rural America, there's dire consequences for them, just as there is for Democrats. And Democrats paid the price in this election.
So what will be the best thing for North Dakota with a Trump administration in your mind? What will be, I mean, obviously, we're all glad the long national nightmare of Obama's done in 3 years, for sure.
I'll make it very simple. If President Trump fulfills his commitment of increasing the ethanol mandate from 10 to 15%, that's going to impact every rural community in America. It's going to create more jobs. It's going to create more ethanol refineries. And the one thing that reduces the carbon footprint of fossil fuels is ethanol. And that can play a bigger role because it will increase the prices of farm commodities, which we dire need. There's not a farmer in North Dakota that can make very much money raising $2.75 corn. But if that farmer gets $5 or $6 corn, they're buying new John Deere tractors, they're buying new Ford and GM pickups, and it's going to stimulate job growth in those urban areas that we need it so much, such as Detroit.
Yeah, and do you think that's going to be a battle, especially in you know, getting members of Congress to go along with that? It seems that the RFS battle is really heating up.
Well, the Democrats on the way out of town, they already went back to the original mandate of Congress, so that's a good start. And if President Trump follows up with that, and if the new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, who was just nominated, follows up with the president's policy, if the president sticks with his policy, I can guarantee you that this is going to be one of the most popular presidents ever in rural America.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, that's for sure. And Gene, Connie Nicholas and the Nicholas family will be there on the steps of the Capitol to watch it along with the rest of the world eyeing this up. And we'll talk with some more of the folks that have come from North Dakota to take it in throughout the program today. Gene, good to catch up with you. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Scotty, for the time. Appreciate it. It's always good to talk with you and your viewers.
You bet. And folks, more of your calls, questions, comments, welcome. What do you want to hear tomorrow from Donald Trump? What will make America great again for you? 800-228-0550. Press 1 to leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. More after this from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC-4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. There's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have Alive at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From a new president, Donald J. Trump, tomorrow, the 20th of January, sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. The world's watching, and we're here for you on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. You know, the favorite part of this for me is just how much in meltdown mode 99% of the media is. I really think we are seeing the end of the mainstream media as we know it. They're over. I mean, they blew this election so badly. And now they're trying to do everything in their power to say everything horrible about Donald Trump. And it's like a kid throwing a tantrum. Like the headline of USA Today, Trump stokes hope, worry in Rust Belt. Yeah. Worry in Rust Belt. Congress moves to gut D.C. laws, says the Washington Post. They're trying everything. Oh, man, alive. It's amusing to watch. It is. I think you can tell I'm amused. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. More of your comments in just a moment. First, time to check in with our pal Jim, ND Flagpole guy. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Scott. Do you know flagpoles have butts? That's right. They have butts. Hey, did you know down in South America it's a fad for all the girls to have bigger butts? So they're putting silicone implants in there? Oh, yeah. Well, butts must have value, right? Well, when you buy a flagpole from me, Jim, at ndflagpoleguy.com, you're going to get the right size butt for the right size display. All right, let's be serious. We all know our country is the greatest country in the world, and we symbolize that with the American flag. A lot of people have died for that flag. Given this info, I suggest we display the American flag with as much grace, dignity, strength as possible. Talk about strength, talk about bigger butt. The larger the diameter of the butt, the greater tensile strength the flagpole can carry as a load. When we fly more than one flag, we need a bigger butt. So let's think about being thankful as citizens of the greatest country in the world and display our American colors with dignity, respect, and the right size butt. Call me, Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or visit ndflagpoleguy.com where you can shop and get the right butt for you.
Wow.
All right, just who knew, Todd? I mean, these are the things
like
you need to
come.
That's why you have to come to What's on Your Mind and find out that, yeah. So do the flag right, get the big butt. I guess that's the bottom line from Jim.
I never knew. Did you know?
I did not know. Had no idea.
Wow.
I've never heard the term butt and flag in the same sentence, let alone did I know. So ndflagpoleguy.com is the website, okay? ndflagpoleguy.com or call them at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Couple of calls that came in on our question of the day during the break, and we'll get to some live calls here as well. Roll a couple of those, Todd.
One thing I'd like to see happen on with that protester, rioter, evil terrorist camp, whatever you want to call it, is before everybody's gone, since it's on federal land, I'd like to see the federal government come in with drug-sniffing dogs to see how much drug activity is going on down there. I can almost imagine what's going on. There's really no law down there or anything. So you get a few drug-sniffing dogs in there, and you probably have a whole bunch of arrests for distribution of drugs and possession of drugs and everything else.
Uh-huh. Rather than the National Guard removing that piece of equipment because of lies spread about it and the optics of it, how about they leave it there and force the media that reported misinformation to retract their story or correct it? How about that instead? Have a good day.
I don't disagree. I think, Jalen Dorman explained the reasons for doing it, but I to me, the whole thing was a prime example of how this entire thing has been reported on. So a bunch of people can say whatever they want, regardless of the truth in social media, and then mainstream media reprints it as this is what's happening. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. So I'm much more for the truth. I'm with you on that. Cole Harbor, where Dennis is. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Thank you very much. I want to make a comment to something I heard on the local media yesterday, that one of our genius legislatures in North Dakota has put in a bill to require all hunters to get permission from all farmers. I think that's a terrible move. And they went on to say it was because of the protest people. They're trying to write laws to cut out the protest people. I don't give a damn about them. If the local authorities, the state authorities, and the federal authorities had done their job, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. I can't believe that the farmers would require everybody to get permission every time to hunt on your land.
We'll dig into that one, Dennis. We'll dig into it. Appreciate the call. Cody and Bismarck, only have a half a minute. Quickly, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know that the recall petition of Mike Seminary, the mayor of Bismarck, is now accepting signatures. You can swing down to, well, you can talk to anyone that's taking signatures, but I'm going to be accepting signatures at our store. It's Shooters on 913 Burlington Drive in Bismarck. So,
how many signatures do you, how many do you need, Cody? How many signatures do you need for the petition to go to voters?
You know, I don't know that right in front of me. That'd be, I'm just accepting them, so as many as we can possibly get.
Yeah, I think 1,900, a little under 1,900 is the number I had seen. So.
And you know what? Next week we'll dig into that story a little bit more. I know that Todd's been doing some of that on K-Fire Cafe, but we're going to dig into that as well. It's unusual that it's happening, but the fact that it's happening is news. Thanks, Cody.
Yeah.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Why not? Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.